B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're going to start six lines from the top of the Amud. The first wide line says the Gemara, Omar Rav Kahana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Another quote in the name of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Ma'i d'chsiv, how do we understand what it says in the Pasuk? Lam Natzeach Mizmor L'David, which means that David sang a song to the Lam Natzeach, to the Menatzeach. And it seems that it doesn't say that David sang a song to, the word Nitzochin means the one who conquers. And it seems grammatically that this doesn't mean that David HaMelech sang to the one who always conquers. Rather, David HaMelech sang to the one who allows others to conquer, which means he allows even others to conquer him. And whereas normally when a person is conquered by others, he's sad about that, in this case, we're talking about Hashem, who's glad about that. Let's see this inside. Zamru, sing, l'misha noitzchin oisoi, to one that others conquer him, v'sameach, and nonetheless, he rejoices. And now the Gemara explains, boyur a, come and see, shaloi k'midas ha-kodesh baruch u'midas bos of Adam. Hashem's characteristics, so to speak, are very different to those of human beings. Bos of Adam, the typical human being, menatzchin oisoi, if somebody conquers him, then va'otzev, then he is sad, he's upset. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitzchin oisoi, so to speak, he allows others to conquer him, v'sameach, and then he rejoices and even praises those, so to speak, who conquer him. This is all, so to speak, as we'll see, shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'yoymer, and Hashem said, lehashmidom, that after they did the Egel, Hashem had planned and intended to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lulei Moshe Bechiroi, if not for Moshe, his chosen one, that means he's calling Moshe the chosen one, he's giving him praise. Omad Beperetz, that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the breach, Lefonov, before him, and so to speak, convinced Hashem, so to speak, to change his mind. So even though Hashem had a plan to destroy Klal Yisrael, Moshe, so to speak, conquered Hashem, and not only Hashem was happy with that, he praised Moshe for doing that. And that's why David HaMelech refers to Hashem as Lam Natzeach, to sing to the one who allows others to conquer him. Another teaching says the Gemara, Omer of Kana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Omer of Shimon ben Lokish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, "Ma'i dechsev." This that it says, "Videi odom mitachas kanfem." So to speak, there were human hands under their wings, referring to the wings of some angels or some types of beings, spiritual beings. And the pasuk is talking about there were human hands under them. So the Gemara says, Yodai Ksiv, even though you read it via day, referring to the hands, human hands, but since it's the way it's written without the punctuation, it can be read as Yodai, referring to his hand. Whose hand would be alluded to by the way this word is written? Zayodish Lakadish Baruch is referring to Hashem's hands. The Hashem's hands, Shaprusa Tachas Kanfe Chayos, that it spread out under the wings of these Chayos, Kedei Lekabel Bali Tshuva Miyad Midas Adin. Even though the Midas Adin, those attributes that normally demand justice, but Hashem undergoes and takes the person about tshuva, somebody who wants to fix his ways and mend his ways, and takes them back in and protects them. Continues the Gemara, we're now going back to Mitzrayim, to the topics of Mitzrayim. Omer of Yudam HaShmuel, Kol Kesef V'Zov Sheba'olam, all the silver and gold of the whole world, Likt Yosef Liktoi, Yosef, we'll soon see how, but Yosef managed to collect it all, v'hivyei l'Mitzrayim, and have it all be brought to Mitzrayim. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'ilakit Yosef es kol ha-kesef ha-nimtza, that Yosef, he gathered all the money that was found, and the Pasuk carries on and says that he gathered all the money that can be found in Eretz Canaan and in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Ein li elo be'eretz Mitzrayim u'be'eretz Kanan. From there you only see that Yosef collected all the money from Egypt and Canaan. B'shar ha'arotz minayin, how do you know that Yosef gathered the money from all the other lands as well? Talmud Lema says in the Pasuk, V'chol ha'aretz bo Mitzrayim, that all the people of the earth came to Yosef to Mitzrayim, and that's how, because it was a famine, that's how Yosef managed to take all the money from them in return for food. And what happened to all this wealth? Okay, so back then, all the wealth in the world, all the gold and silver, found its way down to Mitzrayim. Where's it now? Says the Gemara, Kosh'olu Yisrael Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael came out, when they left Mitzrayim, He'elui Moem, they took all that money with them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim, the word Vayinatzlu literally means, and they emptied out Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says, Vayinatzlu is similar to tzeida, to a trap. And Ravasi explains, Ravasi Omar, Asuhu kemetzuda zu she'en baydogon. In the same way as a trap, if you don't put any grains in there, no birds are going to come into the trap, you won't catch anyone. So too Mitzrayim, it was totally emptied out, and nobody has any reason to go back to Mitzrayim. Reb Shimon ben Lokish says a different marshal, it's like the depths of the sea that have no fish there whatsoever. Again, this is a marshal of emptying out completely, that Mitzrayim were totally emptied out. And then what? Klal Yisrael took it with them. V'hoya munach ad Rechavam, and the money stayed there until the days of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech. Bo Sheshak, at some point, Sheshak Melech Mitzrayim, and we already learned about this previously in Maseches Pesachim, that Sheshak, the king of Mitzrayim, came v'notli m'Rechavam, he took all that money back from Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yi b'shono ha'chamishis, it was the fifth year, l'melech Rechavam, of the king Rechavam, Olo Shishak Melech Mitzrayim al Yerushalayim, and Shishak, the king of Mitzrayim, came up to Yerushalayim. Vayikach es oitzres beis Hashem, he took all the treasures of the beis Hamikdash, ves oitzres beis Hamelech, and all the treasures of the king's palace, all that money that originated from the world, and Yosef collected it to Mitzrayim, went back to Mitzrayim with Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. And after that, Bo Zorach Melech Kush, Zorach, the king of Kush, went to Notli Misheshak, and he seized all that wealth from Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. Bo Asa, after that Asa came, Venotlu Mizerach Melech Kush, and took all that gold and silver from Zerach Melech Kush. Veshigroi, and this Asa sent all that money, Lehadrimoin ben Tavrimoin. Bo Bnei Amoin, later the Bnei Amoin came, Venotlum Mihadrimoin ben Tavrimoin, and they took all the wealth from Hadrimoin. And later, Bo Yehoshaphat, and he took the Venotlim Ibn Amun and took all the money from Bnei Amun. V'hoya munach ad Ochoz, it remained in Eretz Yisrael until the reign of Ochoz. Bo Sancheiriv, later Sancheiriv came, Venotlim Ochoz, and took it away from Ochoz. Bo Chizkiyahu Venotlim Sancheiriv, Chizkiyahu took it away from Sancheiriv. That was in the story we've learned previously here, that Sancheiriv and his whole army and got wiped out, and then Chizkiyahu took the money, the wealth from them. V'hoya munach at Tzidkiyahu, and it stayed there in Eretz Yisrael until the days of Tzidkiyahu. Bo Kazdim, the people from Kazdim, they came v'natlu m'Tzidkiyahu and took all the wealth from Tzidkiyahu. Bo Parsim v'natlu m'Kazdim, the Persians came and took it from the Kazdim. Bo Yevonim v'natlu m'Parsim, the Greeks took it from the Persians. Bo Romim v'natlu m'Yad Yevonim, the Romans came and took it from the Greeks. V'adayin munach b'Roimi, and it's still in Rome till today. And the Rashbam explains that some of these things that we've just spoken about are explicit in Psukim, others are tradition in Teresh Bal Peh, but this is how the Gemara tells us, this is what happened with all that money. Continues the Gemara, and it could well be that the following Gemara somewhat contradicts the previous one. Omer of Chomer bar Chanina, Sholosh Matmoin Yosef, hit min Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef hid away three treasures in Mitzrayim. Achas nizgale l'koirach, one of them was revealed to Koirach. V'achas nizgale l'Antoninus ben Asverus, the other one was revealed to Antoninus, who was a Roman emperor who befriended Rebbe. And v'achas genuzo letzadikim la'osid lovoi, and one is still hidden away and is going to be claimed by the tzadikim in the future, in time to come. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going to discuss, we just said that Korach found one of the three treasures of that Yosef had hidden in Mitzrayim. What happened to that? It was actually the cause of Korach's downfall. As the Rashbam is going to explain, that it was the gaiva, that Roiv Mamoino in his goya, he became haughty because of his riches, and then he lost everything. Says the Gemara, Oisher Shomur Lebailov L'Ra'osei. There's a concept. The pasuk says, "Yesh ro'a choyle ro'isi tachas Hashemesh." In Keheles, Shlomo Melech says that there's a sickening evil that I've seen under the sun. Oisher shomur lebalov l'ra'osoi, that riches are hoarded by their owner to their misfortune. That means the riches which their owners are collecting actually are the source of their downfall. Omer b'Shimon ben Lakish, zu osher shel Korach. This is referring to the riches of Korach. Shnemar, as it says in the pasuk, that the pasuk says, "Vasha also ladoson ulaviram v'laaviram bnei Eliyav ben Reuven," and what Hashem did to Doson ben Aviram, the sons of Eliyav, the sons of Reuven, "Hashapotzas ha'oretz as pia," when the earth opened its mouth, "Vativloim," and swallowed them, "Ve'espotem," and their households, "Ve'esoholem," and their tents, "Ve'eskol hayukum asher baraglem," and all the wealth, the yukum, is the, we'll soon see why wealth is called yukum. Normally yukum means something that helps a person stand up, or yukum often means the whole of existence, but here it says it's called hayukum, as in the future tense, the yukum, the thing that causes kum, a person to stand up, to be upright, to be outspoken, that the whole yukum, referring to the wealth, asher baraglem, that was at their feet, beker of Kol Yisrael, and they all got swallowed up. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, zeh mamoino shel odom." This yukum asher baraglem is referring to a person's wealth. Shemamida al raglov, when a person has enough wealth and he feels he's not dependent on others, he can haughtily be outspoken, and that's what gave Korach the ability to come out against Moshe Rabbeinu, and ultimately he lost everything. Omer Blevi wants to explain to us now how many riches did Korach have. So we don't know exactly in pounds, shkolim, or dollars, but what we do know is that Masoi Shloish Meis Prodois, that Levonois, that the load which took 300 white mules to carry, and that's a lot of mules, it's a lot of weight, and Hoyu Mafteichos Beis Genozov Shel Korach, just to carry the keys of the storehouses of Korach needed 300 white mules. The Kulu, and the Gemara even adds on, that all those keys, Kulu Aklidi, all those keys, the Klipe, and all those, the locks, which possibly were being carried as well, the Gildor, they were made of leather, which is much lighter than metal and iron. And even though they were light, nonetheless, there were so many there that it took 300 mules to carry them. That is the extent of Korach's riches. Rashbam says here that it could possibly be an exaggeration, as we often find in Shas that the term 300 is used as an exaggeration, and other Mefarshim argue with that. And that's what the Rashbam says. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now saying an interesting simon. Diash adish kazdeich ma'oitcha. Mei oitcha. And the way this simon works, it's not so complicated, is that there's a number of psukim. There's three sets of psukim we're going to discuss, starting in Halil from, in Perekuf Yudches, from oitcha ki ani soni. At the end of Halil, we're all familiar with this. These are psukim that Oidcha ki ani soni, even mo'asu aboinim, me'is Hashem ho'isa zois, zayoy mo'asu Hashem, etc. And it was alluding to, these psukim are alluding to, or was so to speak said by different individuals. All the individuals that we're going to be discussing here are either David HaMelech, or Yishai, David's father, or Echov, David HaMelech's brothers, or Shmuel, who also lived at the time, and there was Kulam, which was all of them together. So over here, the simon is teaching us that Mei Oidcha, the sets of psukim we're going to discuss, starting from Oitcha, they go as follows. The first one is Dalet Yud Aleph Shin, which was going, the sequence is David Yishai, Echov and Shmuel. The second one is Adish, which is Echov, David, Yishai, and then Shmuel. And the third set is Kazdach, which is Kulam, Shmuel, David, and Kulam. That's how we're going to remember it. Let's see how this goes. Omar Reb Shmuel ben Nachmin Yom Reb Yonason. Oidecho ki ani soni, this, the first of these psukim, that says that I thank you, Hashem, that you have answered me and become my salvation. Oidecho ki ani soni vatihi li li Yeshua. Omar David HaMelech said that pasuk. Even mo'asu aboinim hoisoloroish pino, the stone that the builders had despised had become the cornerstone. Omar Yishai, David HaMelech's father, he said that pasuk. Meis Hashem hoisozois hiniflos be'ineinu, which is that meis Hashem, that from Hashem hoisozois was this, the one that this emanated from Hashem. It was wondrous in our eyes. Who said that? Here it's a plural tense. In our eyes. Omru Echov, this was David's brothers who said that. This is the day that Hashem has made. Let us rejoice and be glad on it. That was Omar Shmuel Hanovi said that. Ono Hashem Hoshiono. The next pasuk, who said, Ono Hashem Hoshiono, please Hashem, save us now, Echov. David HaMelech's brother said that. Omru Echov. Ono Hashem Atzlichono. Who said, Ono Hashem Atzlichono, please Hashem, bring us success, let my kingdom succeed. Omar David HaMelech said that. Boruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, the blessed to you, he who comes in the name of Hashem. Omar Yishai said that, David's father. Beirachnuchem mi beis Hashem, that we bless you from the house of Hashem. Omar Shmuel said that. Keil Hashem vayoyer lonu, that Hashem is our God, he illuminates for us. Yoyer lonu, he illuminates for us. Omru kulon, all of the above said that together. Isru chag ba'avoisim, Omar Shmuel, when it says that you should bind the korbonis of the chag, of the festivals of the Yomim Tovim, with cords, until the corners of the Mizbeach, Shmuel said that. Keili atov o'ideko, the pasuk that you are my Hashem, and I will thank you. Omar David HaMelech said this. Elohai Arim Meko, that our Hashem, I will exalt you. All of them, Omru Kulam, all of them said this. Continues the Gemara, more on Halil. Tnan Hosom, we learnt in a Mishnah there, and this is coming from Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Mokim Shenoagu Lichpoil. Those places that the custom was to double all the psukim of Halil, then the Yichpoil, do what the custom is and double all the psukim. Lifshet, where the custom was to read it just straight, once each pasuk, Yifshet, then he should read it straight. Levarich Acharov, where there was a custom to say a bracha not only at the beginning of Halil, but at the end of Halil as well, then Yevarich, he would make a bracha at the end. Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, everything is done according to the custom. Another Gemara, that's a Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to discuss. Omer Abaye, Lo Yishonu Elo LeAcharov, that this that we said, that it's dependent on the custom, whether to make a bracha, is only at the end of Halil. There were some customs that they made a bracha at the end of Halil, and some that didn't. Avol lefonov, but to make a bracha at the beginning of Halil, mitzvah levorich, it's a mitzvah to make that bracha. Like with every bracha, with every mitzvah you do, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. D'omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said, kol ha-mitzvahis, regarding all mitzvahs, mevorich alein over lasiyosom, then one should make a bracha over lasiyosom. What the Gemara means here is to do it immediately preceding their performance. Before you perform the mitzvah, you should make the bracha. But the words that Shmuel actually said was over lasiyosom, and we assume that over means preceding, means before. The Gemara is going to now ask then, how do you know over means before? Maybe over means afterwards. After you've done the mitzvah, then you make the bracha. My mashma dahai over lishna de agdumehu. Who says that the word over means that you precede the mitzvah? Maybe it means that you do it afterwards. Omar of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayorot Achimaatz, and Achimaatz ran Derech HaKikor, by way of the plain, Vayaviras HaKushi, and he went before, he overtook the Kushi, he went before the Kushi. So you see that Vayavir means that he went before. So too, before doing the mitzvah, you make the bracha. Abaya Omar Mehocha, Abaya had a different Pasuk, Vuhu Ovar Lifneim, that he passed before them. Again, the word Ovar means before. Ikad Omar Mehocha, others say that they learnt it from a different Pasuk, that says, Vayavir Malkom, their king passed on, Lifneim, before them, Vashem Bereshom, with Hashem at their head. So you see, the Vayavir is again means that the king passed on before them. So it means that Oivir Las Yosom means do it before the mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. And now we're discussing different customs of which parts of Halil. The Mishnah we mentioned before just said some doubled over the whole of Halil and some didn't. But there were other customs that they just doubled over parts of Halil. Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, Rebbe Koifel Bodvorim. Rebbe would only repeat some of the psukim, some of those psukim right to the end. And Rashi explains, from Baruch Haba until the end. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem until the end. Rebbe Lozim in Parata Moisif Bodvorim. Rebbe Lozim in Parata, he added on even more psukim before Baruch Haba, also doubled. My Moisif, from where did he add? From what point did he double the psukim? Omar Abaya said, Moisif lichpoil me oidcha ulamata, from the pasuk of oidcha. And the Rashbam here suggests that this was in respect of what we saw before, that there was Yishai and Shmuel and David, that they were all engaged in saying this psukim in honor for them. All those psukim from oidcha was doubled. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Rebavira. Rebavira expounded on the following. Zimnin Omar Le Mishmeder of Ami. Sometimes he said it in the name of Reb Ami. Vizimnin Omar Le Mishmeder of Asi. And sometimes he said this in the name of Reb Asi. Maidichsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Vayigdal Ayeled Vayigomil. And this literally means that Yitzchok Avinu, he was the child, he grew up, and he was weaned. And then it says that Avraham Avinu made a very great Su'uda, a big feast, on the day that Yitzchok Avinu was weaned. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So how are we expounding on this? Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Su'uda LaTzadikim. That in the future, Mirtz Hashem, Hashem is going to make a big Su'uda, a big feast for the tzaddikim, for the righteous, b'yoyim sheyigmol chazdoi lezarei shel Yitzchok, on the day that Hashem is going to bestow kindness on all the descendants of Yitzchok Avinu. La'achar sheoichlim v'shoisim, at that time when there's going to be a suda that is going to be for the tzaddikim, and they're going to eat and they're going to drink, noisnim loy la'avram, they're going to give the cup of birchas hamazon to bench to Avraham Avinu. They're going to say, Avraham Avinu, you're the first of the Avos, you should bench the Zimun. Avraham Avinu is going to say to them, no, it's not proper for me to bench the Zimun. I cannot make this bracha. I had a son Yishmoel, it's inappropriate for me to be the one to lead the Birchas Hamazon. He's then going to say to Yitzchok Avinu, he's going to say to them, Tul Uvorich, that you should take the kais and you should bench. Oimer Lehen, Yitzchok's going to say to them, Eini Mevorich, it's inappropriate for me to bench. Sheyotzu Mimeni Esav, I had a son like Esav, it doesn't make sense that I should lead the Zimun. Oimer LeYaakov, so he's going to say to Yaakov, Tul Uvorich, you Yaakov, you had children. You didn't have an Yishmael, you didn't have an Esav, you should lead the Zimun. Oimer lehem, Yaakov is going to say to them, Eini mevorich, I can't do the Birchas Hamazon, Shenosasi shtei achoyos b'chayein. I married two sisters when they were both alive at the same time, and that's something, Sheasidat Torah lo'osron olai. I know that time will come, and that's going to be a serious issue in the Torah. So the Mefarshim explain, Mefarshim ala Torah, how Yaakov could actually do it. It was before Matan Torah. But it was a type of marriage that after the Torah is going to be given, is going to be a marriage that's also. Yaakov says, no, I can't lead the Zimun. Oymer loy leMoshe. He'll say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tulu Vorich, you kept all the mitzvahs, you did everything as the Torah says, why you should bench the Zimun. Oymer lehem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say to them, Eini Mevorich, I can't bench the Zimun, Sheloi Zochisi, I did not merit, I was not privileged, Likonis L'Eretz Yisrael, to enter Eretz Yisrael, Loi B'chayei, V'loi B'moisi, not in my lifetime, and not after my death. Not like Yosef HaTzadik, who was later taken back into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe didn't even merit that. Oimer Loi L'Yeshua, he's going to say to Yeshua Binun, Tulu Vorich, you should bench the Birchas Hamazon. Oimer lehem, Yeshua is going to say to them, Eini mevorich, I can't bench the Zimun, Shelo zochisi leben, I didn't have any sons. And since I didn't have any sons, it's inappropriate for me to bench the Zimun. How do we know that Yeshua didn't have any sons? D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Divrei Hayomim, D'chsiv Yeshua bin Nun, Yeshua was the son of Nun. We know that. And it says in Divrei Hayomim that Nun benoi, Yeshua benoi, that there was a son called Nun. Nun had a son called Yeshua. That's why he was called Yeshua bin Nun. And that's it. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim doesn't continue to tell us who the children of Yeshua was. It seems that he didn't have any children. The Lashon of the Gemara is he didn't have any sons. Maybe he didn't have any children. He can't bench the Zimun. Oimer loy leDavid. He's going to say to David Amelech, Tulu Vorich, you take the cup and send bench Birchas Hamazon. Oimer lohem, David HaMelech is going to say, Ani Avorich, I'm going to bench the Birchas Hamazon, V'li Noel Avorich, and indeed it's fitting for me to do the Birchas Hamazon. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, that David HaMelech himself said, Kois Yeshua is Esau, I will raise the cup of salvation, U'b'shem Hashem Ekro, and the name of Hashem I will invoke. And that's why, indeed, that's what's going to happen. David HaMelech is going to lead the Zimun. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue with the next Mishnah.